Hello and welcome to Anecdotal Koreans. My name is Young.
And I'm Kyla. We are an interracial married couple with separate and distinct experiences with and around Korea.
This is a podcast where we talk about how those experiences continue to shape our lives and our marriage. Hello and welcome back. We took a little bit of a break because school got busy, and then we were going to record an episode before we went to Korea. Surprise, we went to Korea. And so now this is a reflection podcast episode where we talk about how Korea was. And we're also joined by my sister, Amy Kim.
Hello.
Hi. Also, Kyla's here too.
I'm also here, yeah. Yes.
We're just very jet lagged and tired.
Yes, all three of us.
We're also in Chicago, so
yeah.
Once in a while, you might hear a train going by Amy's window.
Yep.
So, all right, let's begin.
So, yeah, we went to Korea for
19 days.
19 days, two and a half weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Something like that. Kyla, tell us why we went.
We went to basically visit your family. And also, to meet your, like, new baby cousins and to spend time with your grandparents. And it was a good time for me to show Young my childhood home and Amy. It was good to give you guys, like, a tour of where I grew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for context, all of Young and I's extended family still lives in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
It's only us in America. So we have lots of people to greet when we're in Korea. Yeah. And lots of food to eat and lots of... We have places to stay.
Yeah. So we stay with our grandparents on my dad's side.
And on our mom's side.
And also on my mom's side. But...
Went back and forth.
Okay, let's all say how many years it has been since we last were in Korea on the count of three.
Wait.
One at a time.
I'll go first.
Yeah, go first.
I was last there in 2006, so it's been 16. 16. So it was 6 years. That's what I was going to say. 6 years since I last was in Korea.
And how many times have you been to Korea?
I was born there.
Yeah.
Then I went in 2002.
Two.
2006.
Three.
2016.
Four.
And 2022.
Right now, five.
Yes.
Okay. So this is your fifth time in Korea.
Yes.
Last time I went to Korea was 2019, between... right after I graduated from high school, so before college. That was... Okay, I went when I was...
A baby. 2002.
So my family met me.
2006.
Because I was born in America. 2006, 2012-ish, 2019, and now. So this is also my first time.
Oh.
That doesn't make sense. You snuck in a 2012 in there. I was born there. Gotcha.
And you went.
You were born there. Gotcha, so you've only really been four times.
I've only been four times, yeah.
Like, visited, yeah.
But out of those five that I have,
mm-hmm.
I remember, like, one and a half. One being this time, and then the half being 2019. For some reason, I don't have a good memory.
My 2016 was only literally, like, 1 week. It was only 7 days. So yeah. It wasn't a lot alone. To do. Yeah, I was alone.
I was with my mom.
Kinda.
Last time I visited was 2018. I stayed for probably a couple weeks. My little brother was graduating high school at that point, and I was there with my older brother, and we just went to help my family move out of Korea and watch my little brother graduate. So, yeah.
I think, Kyla, you win with the number of times you've been to Korea, right?
Yeah.
Probably, like, every year.
That makes sense.
It was like home.
Yeah.
So, and it was never really home for us.
Yeah.
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 It was just...
I think this was the first time, though, going to Korea without a home there.
Mm.
So that was kind of a different experience. Like, every other year that I, like, flew into Korea, it was, we're going home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So...
We'll talk about this more later, but did you feel like a tourist this time?
A little bit more, yeah.
Yeah.
It was... Yeah. It was a weird mix of, I felt like I was coming home. It was a very, like, familiar, nostalgic feeling, but also it was, wow, I'm here as a tourist, and I I recognize the city so well and I know how to get around the city and I just feel so comfortable in the city, but at the same time, it's a different place because none of the people I knew when I grew up there are really here anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think because I was staying with you and your family and I got to see those sides of Korea, it did feel kind of like a new experience again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think for me, it was actually surprising about just how much family time we actually had.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense because we have a big family on my mom's side. Like, we have... My mom is one of six siblings.
The youngest.
So, like, the youngest of six siblings. And there's a bunch of cousins who are all old and married and whatever.
Have babies.
Or just have jobs. And so, like, there's enough people to take us around. And that was surprising, actually, about how much time was filled up with family. Which makes sense because, like, again, like, we hadn't been there, or I hadn't been there since 2016. So it was like...
We changed a lot.
We did change a lot. And also it was really fun just to be there as adults.
Oh, yeah. Without, like, our parents for the first time. At least for me.
Because I think we got to really explore Korea on our own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, do the things that we wanted to do. Or, like, just put up with the things that my parents probably wouldn't have put up with. Like,
right. Like, how much we walked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And how sometimes we probably could have taken an easier way to a place, but we just ended up taking a longer way or something.
For you guys, because especially for Amy, each time you've gone to Korea, you've gone to visit.
Mm-hmm.
What this time, being adults and going without your parents, what were some main differences you noticed from being in America? Because I think as adults, you were definitely more aware of, like, transportation, how to get around, buying things, communicating in Korean to Korean people.
Yeah.
What were some of the big things that stood out to you?
Well, it's interesting because now I moved out of my parents' home.
Mm.
And so I live in Chicago. I, like, live downtown. And so I'm very familiar with Chicago public transportation. I just have a new perspective now. And so I think, public transportation is a huge one.
Yeah.
Where my idea of public transportation... in Chicago CTA, is not high quality.
Mm-hmm.
It has, like, I have delays, people are always jumping on the tracks, there's always a litter, there's, like, really dirty, it's, like, loud, you really can't talk on the trains, it's so loud, it's bumpy. But Korea could not be more opposite.
Yeah.
I told you guys this, I was like, I was so shocked at how fast the trains came and how on schedule they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a single delay. Like, when it said it came in two minutes, it did come
That's
in two
true.
Minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, and a reason for that is, I know that Seoul has just, like, put a lot of money into its public transportation because it's so, everyone's so reliant on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they, like, have glass doors to prevent things.
I remember when those went up. Yeah.
Really?
When I first moved, those doors weren't there. And people often jumped.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they put the doors
there.
And it made a huge difference.
Right.
Mm.
Just with how safe you feel, even.
Right,
in the subway.
Right. Yeah. And also, like, so clean. And I feel like Korea just follows this etiquette.
Yeah.
Of, like, train etiquette.
It's a shared,
It's a shared, like, hey, if we all
mm-hmm.
be good together, our whole experience will be better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one likes the commute, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, just
very quiet.
So quiet.
Even if
no
you're traveling
talking.
With a friend, you don't talk
even
with a friend.
Even during rush hour.
Yeah.
Even during rush hour, it's, like, silent.
Yeah.
Right.
There's, like, literally crowded. You're, like, chin to chin with people, and there no one's talking.
Well, everyone's on their phones.
Everyone's
because,
just,
yeah.
like, reading webtoons or watching, watching
there's
the news.
There's Wi-Fi.
Or,
that's the big
thing. Yeah, I was thinking just, like, for me, it was super nerdy, kind of, but, like, the road lines, the road signs, like, the fact that there's no, like, garbage cans anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still being super clean.
Yeah.
Kind of. There's, like, litter. Probably because there's no garbage cans just lying around, but I don't know. That was kind of inconvenient.
And when we say there's no garbage cans, it's, like...
Public.
Just, like, public trash cans. Sometimes, like, in America, there's just, like, trash bins, like, on the street so that people don't litter on the street, you know,
like
trash bins.
Like on park or touristy areas.
Yeah, like at parks or, like, in the subway. But there's really, like, none.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, one in a big station.
Mm-hmm.
People just, like, hold on to their trash and throw it away at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when I have seen some, there's always a separate thing for, like, dump your liquids out here.
Mm-hmm.
They're very thorough, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, even in apartment complexes, like, I remember my family, we took so long to understand the trash system.
Mm.
And, like, where you have to put your compost, where you have to put, like, each recycling you have to separate when you go dump your trash.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I guess maybe public trash cans, rather than just having, like, one big garbage can for all your trash, they need to have, like, specific...
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
And maybe it's harder for, like...
Yeah.
I don't know, tourists or people to, yeah, like, quickly catch on to that.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And they're also just... It seems like people are just more thorough about, like, washing their recyclable stuff to keep them recyclable. Anyways, that's just something we should do in America, too, but it's just not as established.
Yeah. I really enjoyed getting out of Seoul.
Yeah.
For the first time in my memory of being in Korea. Like,
yeah.
I'm, like... This was kind of true this time, but, like, in the years past when I've been to Korea, it's just been grandma's house, grandma, and just
yeah,
grandparents'
just
house.
The neighborhoods of our grandparents' houses.
So.
Tell the podcast a little bit about the different places you went to, or we went to.
Yeah, so we mostly stayed in Seoul.
Mm-hmm.
But
because
the
there's things to do.
Yeah, there's things to do. The times you went out of Seoul are when we went to Busan.
Mm-hmm.
We took a SRT train there, and then also we went to Chuncheon, which is our cousin lived there, so we went to visit her. Just different experience.
Yeah, it was I got to see a lot more Korean mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've heard from so many people that, like, 70% of South Korea is mountainous or whatever, and, like, we really got to see that, I think. We got to visit, like, a Korean rest stop on the highway. Like, that was fun. Like, that was different.
That was your first time?
Yeah.
And it was a really small one that we went to.
Yeah.
Oh,
Korean,
like,
rest stops
very tiny
are
one that we
yeah.
went to.
Really, really
yeah.
big. And,
it's
like
a food
and
court.
There were so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no rest stop with more than, like, 20 people
no.
in America. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's always...
And they're
like,
always, like, empty with, like, random maps.
There's always just one dude.
Right.
So it was shocking to see, like, literally we're in the middle of nowhere, but still there's people everywhere.
Yeah.
Seoul is just so dense in population.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's so big, yeah.
It, like, yeah.
If it's not surrounded by mountains, it's surrounded by apartment buildings.
Yeah, but we can talk about some of the other stuff we did. Like, we went to Hongdae,
mm-hmm.
we went to Insadong.
Yeah.
We
all
went
the palaces.
To a bunch of palaces. We went to the Folk Museum and the War Memorial.
Young and I went to, like, Namdaemun and the stream. What is that called again?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
there's a stream in the middle of a in the middle of the city.
Cheonggyecheong.
Something like
might
that.
Might be wrong.
Anyways, we put our feet in that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Never refreshing.
Yeah. That was actually, like, I mean, it's not like. Actually natural stream anymore.
No.
But, like,
there
was a natural stream and that was covered up, and then they re-uncovered it open air.
But yeah,
that was fine.
We did a lot of, like, big touristy hits.
Yeah, we went to, like, the Korean Hanok villages,
the
traditional Korean villages. Lot of walking.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized how hilly Korea is.
Mm-hmm. We thought Seattle's hilly.
Yeah, Korea is, like, mountain. It's on all
of
Seoul is on a mountain.
Yeah.
And so,
Kyla, your home
is literally all hills.
Kyla's from Yongsan.
Yeah.
Which is San, like, mountain.
San
I
means
live
mountain.
Literally at the foothills of Namsan.
Yeah.
So we learned how that even our feet can hurt from walking a long time. That day was hard.
Yeah.
We walked a lot. But, like, we also, our cousins took us to a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was really
Young
fun.
And Kyla did a wedding photo shoot.
Oh, my
God. They've been married for 2 years, but
in
Korea, they have these photo shoots where, which I don't think it's as accessible in America, which is, like, they'll provide you with a dress, a wedding dress and a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyla got to have two different dresses and they did her hair and makeup for this photo shoot.
Yeah. And they provide, like backgrounds, props, like poses.
Mm-hmm.
It's really well done.
Yeah.
And the pictures turned out really cool.
Yeah.
They feel very, like big portrait.
Yeah,
of,
yeah.
Of like old grandparents, yeah. Like generations.
You enter like your yeah. mansion, yeah. Like a parasite mansion,
and it's like this huge frame of like there. The patriarch and matriarch. Yeah, 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 yeah. Long, long generations of family.
Very good photographers, and yeah. They make it look very professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it is. It looks Korean.
It's Korean, it's Korean. Style,
which
yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
don't know how to describe that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's that it's.
Chris, you know. I don't know, like, it's Kyla's makeup, the hair, like...
Even, like, some of the poses.
It's just... the poses. And yeah. It's more serious. I think an American family portrait or something, or, like, a couple's portrait yeah. would be more...
Maybe like, less staged.
Yeah, like, yes. It's more staged. It's more, like, prim and proper.
Yeah.
It almost seems like an oil painting, but, like, with...
Yeah, it gives Renaissance yeah. oil painting. Yeah. It's like the... The things that people, like, pose for
yeah,
back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
holding
yeah.
pineapples or yeah. whatever.
Because
yeah.
you literally had that pose.
Like,
Kyla
I'm
was sitting
down
and Young had your hand on like, her shoulder. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I feel like every married couple that's older than 80 has a picture like that.
Right. But it was a cool experience for you guys.
Yeah, it was good.
I also saw a musical because I'm a musical theater major, and I'm really interested in... whenever I get a chance to, like, watch a musical in a different language, or just, like, how different countries do it, it's just fascinating to me. So I watched Death Note, the musical, which is... The musical is interesting, but the actors are great. Mm. The actors were so good. And the staging and lighting design was beautiful, but... Mm.
How well did you understand the musical in the Korean?
So, like, I'd say... This story, the plot itself wasn't very easy to follow at times because they turn like an entire series into a 2-hour musical.
Okay.
And the plot isn't like very concise. But I'd say like 60-70%.
Okay.
So but like on a daily, Young, I think you'd agree, like on the daily, just in Korea, we probably understand like 85%.
Yeah.
And then we just fill in the blanks for each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But because it's also they're singing,
yeah.
and because they're so far away, because yeah. I had like way back row seats, I was like, damn, I really don't
and
know what these guys are
there's
saying.
There's no subtitles. Like,
yeah, no subtitles.
Not even like Korean subtitles.
Right. You can like ask, like, can you repeat what you said?
And also because this is a musical that was translated from English to Korean, some of the syllables are like weird.
Mm.
Like
in the songs.
Word.
Yeah.
They'll drag out a word weird because in English it fits better. But yeah. So it's many layers to it. But I got the gist.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Speaking of understanding Korean, Kyla, how was your experience?
Oh my gosh. This time, going back to Korea, my level of understanding of Korean, like, far beyond any other time I went to Korea.
Yeah.
But I do remember getting frustrated with myself a lot because I kept telling myself, like, oh, like, why aren't you understanding more? Like, you should be speaking more, like... At this point, you can speak a little bit more.
For context, you study Korean.
Yeah, I am like on and off studying Korean now.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge part of that, why I decided to start studying Korean now rather than when I was living in Korea, is because I married you young.
Mm-hmm.
But being in Korea, like constantly surrounded by Korean, when I was living there, like, it was just normal, and so it felt normal again, but this time going there, I wanted to, like, understand as much as possible, and I think my listening skills definitely got better.
Mm-hmm.
I think with Korean, it's easier for me to understand what's going on because it's so contextual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So even if I know, like, about... the general topic of what you're talking about, I can kind of fill in the pieces and get the understanding. Also, you and Amy, you guys really share a lot of the same stories. Like, you guys repeat a lot of the same stories, especially when you went to your parents or went back to your parents and, like, were telling stories again and again about Korea. I was like, okay, I heard the word, or, like, I heard this one word, so I know what you guys are talking about, even if I don't know any of your other words that you're saying.
Right, right.
And so I could, like, predict what you're saying now, and so I knew to laugh at that point.
Yeah.
Or, like, it was just, like, I was having so much fun when you guys came back from Korea and you were telling your parents all the stories. Because I was like, I know exactly what they're talking about. And also, you were there for some reason. Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, in Korea, it was definitely difficult because we met up with a lot of your family. And so it was kind of like a lot of one-on-one time, but I didn't really feel like I could participate in that because just translating is hard to do. And I didn't always know their level of English understanding. But yeah, overall, like, really, I think inspired me to challenge myself so that when I go back to Korea again the next time, I would definitely like to speak more.
Yeah, and I think you were, I mean, you were just really thrown into, like, you met all our family. Everyone has different dialects. Like, that's true. Our grandparents especially. It's even hard for us to understand what they're saying sometimes because my grandma on my mom's side especially has a very thick dialect. And so, it's also hard for us. So, like, the your listening has, like, went beyond just, like, the basic textbook listening. It's,
and, like, the podcast that I've been listening to, like, they know they're talking to English learner, or, like, Korean learners, so they speak slowly. And I hear your mom's Korean the most, and she literally just says, like, eat this, or, like, come, let's eat, or, like,
basic,
do it like this. So, simple, like, phrases. I think going into Korea, I was like, I think I'm at a pretty good understanding level, and then you introduce, like, dialects, you introduce, like,
Just speed and words that we don't even know, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I think, like, when Amy, you were talking about how, like, we understand, like, 85%. Like, one of the reasons that I, not invited, but just, like, really wanted to, like, not go to Korea alone with just, like, Kyla is that, like, when we're having conversations, it would be so hard for me to have a conversation and then translate in the middle. And then could go back to the conversation, or, like, so I think having two speakers and, like, one person to, like, whisper in Kyla's ear and the other person to carry on the conversation, and then, like, maybe when we're going to a restaurant or somewhere, like, if one of us doesn't really understand one word or something important, the other can fill it in. And I think we said combined we, or alone we understand about, like, 80%, but combined we make up, like, 85.
Too much. Yeah, maybe 85. Yeah. But, yeah, like, and the translating thing, it was just so habitual by the end of the trip. Like, you guys know, like, Kyla would not be in the room. Literally no one would be in the room sometimes, and I'd just be like, I hear so Korean, like, in the background, like, someone's not even talking to me, and I'll be like, she just said that. And it was, so,
but honestly, it made such a huge difference. Even even if they weren't talking to me, and they're just talking, like, in a group of people, like, it's hard to just sit there and be like, I have no idea what they're talking about. Like, I don't know what to do with myself right now. But then to have you just be like, oh, they're just talking about this. I'm like, oh, okay, like, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's, really, like, not important.
But, like, it's good to know that they're just talking about something that I don't really need to care about.
Right.
The few times that Young tried to translate, like, maybe Amy wasn't there or something. Young, I'm sorry, I got so frustrated with you because when you talk in English, you don't talk in full sentences. When you translate from Korean to English,
I don't know why you have a podcast.
Literally, you're just like, Subway, baseball, tomorrow. What are you talking about?
That's funny. It's a good balance.
It's
a good balance because there's this also, I feel like the words I don't know in Korean. Again, I was also, I did not want to come to Korea alone ever. Because there are those, like, there's so many words I don't know that Young probably does know. That, I mean, my parents will definitely know, but, like, Young and I, we're just able to, like, translate and, like, fill in for each other,
but, like, different, like, niches.
And so, like, I don't know, like, I don't know, like, you know so many, like, weird history words, or, like, financial things, like, just, like, adult words, like, I don't know, words like that I don't understand. And then, I don't know, what do I understand? Probably, like, just more, like, young person cultural things.
Sure.
Pop culture.
Pop culture stuff, stuff like that.
We did get, like, complimented slash, like, a lot of people were surprised at how we were able to understand
how good Korean. Our Korean was.
Yeah. Even our speaking, which is probably our worst, other than writing, of course.
Yeah, but writing, like, and reading, yeah.
Writing.
The our speaking is, like, I think the first couple of days, I was, like, really struggling to, like, just, like, form sentences. Because I've been in college, away from college. I haven't been with my parents mm-hmm. anymore, so, like, I don't speak Korean on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it was, it's, like, you have, I had to, like, really think about it. But by the end, it became smooth. And, like, yeah, we got so many compliments. Mm-hmm. My cousins were special. Like, my cousins who saw us when we were, like,
babies.
We were, like, elementary, middle school.
Yeah.
And they were like, you'd think that your Korean would get worse over time because you spent less time away from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, you've actually gotten better.
Yeah.
That's really
which
cool.
I'm like, isn't that obvious? Like, you, of course I'm better than when I was a baby. I was like, you think I'd be worse than me at 5 years old? Anyways.
But that's true.
No,
though.
But
like,
it does make sense.
I think the fact that you guys stuck with speaking Korean as you got older.
Yeah.
Like, that's been really cool.
Mm-hmm.
To see that you guys, I guess just even talking with your parents, you still just pretty much only speak in Korean.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's helped a lot.
I think that was like the transition of going to Korean and only having to speak Korean,
yeah.
pretty much.
With no filling in with English words,
yeah.
which we
yeah.
do at home.
That
yeah.
was kind of difficult, but the first like 24 hours or like the couple of days, like the problem wasn't like thinking about, because like I don't think about the Korean that I'm gonna speak,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's
unless
not like
I don't,
you say it in English and then you translate it to
right.
Korean. Yeah.
It was mostly at the beginning just like getting my tongue untwisted and
yeah.
like getting like Korean sounds
yeah.
back into my mouth.
Korean vowels.
Yeah.
They're much more open than
yeah.
English.
Yeah.
But like just the things that I wanted to say,
mm-hmm.
like I could say it and then yeah, I think I realized a lot of just like not conversational, but just more of like the businessy terms
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
yeah,
we
yeah.
just don't know because
yeah.
our parents, we don't talk about like, I don't know, like registering
yeah.
for a SIM card or
yeah.
whatever.
Or
like,
or like the word like application or like,
yeah.
like at, we were at a hotel for a couple days.
Oh, on like polite Korean words.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Like as a customer.
Because,
or like,
because we are
as
bad,
a client.
Because we're bad kids and we don't talk to our parents in 존댓말, which
yeah.
is formal language. We talk to them in casual language. and so any, there's some sometimes. But yeah, like customer service
mm-hmm.
vocab, like we don't talk to our parents like that. How
yeah.
do you do that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
During the wedding shoot, like, they kept referring to me and Kyla as, like, the bride and the groom. and like, I was getting confused. Like okay, shilang and shinbu, like, okay, wait, shoot. Like,
yeah.
Okay, wait. Oh, I'm the shilang.
I'm the shilang groom.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was, you're not used to being referred to.
And then, like, you know, like, how photographers are like, okay, now, like, do this and blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
do this. I'm like, okay, they're saying, okay, shinbunim, like, can you do this? And then, like,
you
like, cross your legs, and I was like,
mm-hmm.
okay, Kyla, like, I think they want me to cross my legs. I was like, oh, no, okay, the bride, okay, the, oh, cross your, wenbal, oh, your,
left,
like, I have to get thinking, like, wenbal,
yeah, that was the day I was not with them,
yeah.
so, that probably would have been easier if I was just in the back, just translating, like,
yeah.
right.
I think so, because I was, like, also focused on trying to, like,
look good for the pictures.
You have to keep your pose.
Keep smiling,
yeah.
and
keep your eyes
talking,
engaged
like, okay,
and...
I'm smiling, but
yeah.
also, like, okay, Kyla, they want us to do this now.
That was, I think, the beginning was challenging, because I didn't quite understand, like, their pose routine, but
mm-hmm.
then by the time we got to the end, I was like, okay, they're gonna ask us to smile, then smile bigger, and they're gonna ask me to put both my arms around Young's arm.
yeah.
I could kind of expect what they're gonna
yeah.
do.
Yeah, yeah. I wanna ask about what were the, like, major cultural differences you guys experienced this time around
mm-hmm.
from Korea to America?
I don't know if this is really cultural differences, but I guess I can kind of speak on the differences of being an adult without my parents in Korea for the first time,
mm-hmm.
maybe, and kind of how I experienced life just more as an adult tourist in Korea.
Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest things was just, like, nightlife and just, like, going out more, hanging out in different spots further away than my home, further away than my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I think especially towards your grandparents' places, I think that was just a completely new experience for me, was, like, actually staying with Korean people and, like, Korean grandparents.
Yeah.
And I, felt very out of place in that regard of, like, I don't... Especially, I am now a granddaughter-in-law.
Yeah.
Like, I am not just a foreigner living in Korea. Like, I am related to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the biggest thing for me was, like, how do I act now as a granddaughter-in-law to these grandparents? Like, And that's where I was like, I really just wish I could speak in Korean to them, because I feel like it would remove this barrier of we don't know how to interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't know how to speak English to me. I didn't really know how to communicate with them without you guys there. So therefore, I didn't really know expectations. Not that there probably were a lot, because I'm American and it's not like I live in Korea and I see them that often.
Mm-hmm.
But even just like, I don't know, like I'm sure Amy experiences too, like, do I go ask and, like, say if I could help out in the kitchen or, like, clean up afterwards? Or even just, like, asking questions to your grandma, asking questions to your grandpa. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like I didn't really get to know them very well. And, yeah, just, like, that whole experience of being in Korea, is, like, having Korean family was very new to me.
Yeah. Language barrier.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always felt a language barrier when I lived there, but it didn't affect
It was
my
far,
relationships.
It was yeah,
yeah, it was more of just like, oh, sorry, I don't understand what you're saying, so I'm just going to move on with my life.
Right.
But this was like, sorry, I don't understand what you're saying, young Amy, like, what are they trying to tell me to do?
Some cultural differences I noticed were, in Korean it's called 배려.
Mm-hmm.
And in English, I think we call it, like almost like manners, almost like expectation, almost like selfless looking out for one another, something
like
that. Manner, politeness. But basically, it's
hospitality.
Korean, like, gratitude.
It has to do a lot with, like, age, like, someone who's older than you kind of taking care of the younger person.
Yeah.
It's like Neo-Confucian roles.
Sure, it's history. But how I experienced it was like, we have all these older cousins, and they took us out to eat dinner. They asked us, like, what do you want to eat? Like, you're in Korea, we need to make sure, you know, you have a good time. And this doesn't go for all Korean people. We may just have just a good family, and everyone really wants to take care of us.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, it's like they pay for our food, they pay for, like, our aunts take us out and take us shopping, and they pay for our clothes.
Yeah.
Like my aunt, when we're at our grandma's house and she can't cook for herself right now, my aunts come over and cook for us because they want us to have a good meal. It's things like that. And, like,
it's just more familial, it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, more cultural, like, shared, collective.
Like, I'm sure, like, of course, like, families in America respect and love and, like, want to, like, you know, like, treat your granddaughter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's almost, like, expected.
It's an expectation. It's, like, a responsibility that they have to fulfill, almost.
Right.
And people who do it feel that, and people who receive it also feel that.
Yeah.
Because at least for me, like, I know that although they're doing this because they love us, but it's because if they don't do it, they look like a bad... It's bad on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's not for, like, selfish reasons that they're doing it, you know? It's, like, it's because it's just what people do here. It's, like, what you do with families.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like...
Even, like when we... Also, this was tricky because, like, you know, we're guests and, you know, they haven't seen us in, like, many years. And so, for them, it's like, okay, this is their chance to, like, you know, do something for us. Or, like, just engage with us in some way. But, like, when we try to return the favor, we get such opposition.
Yeah.
It's like, even just like, okay, they
as
fed us.
Yeah.
We're trying to wash the dishes. We get kicked out of the kitchen.
They say, no,
physically removed.
They're
from
like,
the kitchen.
This is worse than
I move one dish into the sink, you just
like,
let
stop,
it soak,
stop.
And she says, you better not be doing the dishes. Like an aunt says that, like the scariest voice
like
ever.
Like sitting in the living room or something. Like
It's this hospitality, and it may be because, you know, like we're guests.
Yeah.
We come maybe like once every 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why there's extra on that. But yeah, it's also the youngest people in a house tend, they're supposed, I don't know, if there's like when we had like a gathering with all the cousins, usually the youngest people just play with the kids, and the older cousins or older like siblings will like do the dishes and help with the kitchen and help the parents.
But then also sometimes the younger kids are like have the do the dirty work of not the dirty work but just like, hey, set the table, like hey young kids, like do some stuff. I don't know, like it goes both ways.
Yeah, there's just this hospitality and there's this pedo that is in Korea that it doesn't exist here.
But you know what, like feeling that, like receiving that made me like, so I have one younger cousin on my mom's side who's Kyla's age, so like just 1 year younger, and then it's Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And on my dad's side I have three younger cousins, but like receiving that made me want to do that,
give that back.
Yeah, just like because I don't know, it was just kind of fun to be like, okay, now I'm the oldest person in this room, so now I can give you money, or like I can treat you to something.
Yeah,
and that's fun for me.
Giving money in Korea is not I feel like giving out cash as a gift or like as a little thing in America is like weird.
Mm-hmm.
But in Korea it's so normal.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, like New Year's you get cash.
Yeah,
you wedding show respect to your elders are all and then cash. Your wedding presents are all cash, so like So what Young was saying was like, he wanted to give cash to his like younger cousins because he received this love and like warm embrace from his older cousins, so he wanted to give that back. And even literally like 2 hours ago when Young and Kyle we were at Trader Joe's. This is back in Chicago, but I was like getting groceries. They visit my Chicago apartment for the first time and they were like, Amy, we are buying your groceries today.
We were like whispering about it for so long. We're like, I'm gonna do it. Let's do it. Of course we're gonna do it. Like, why wouldn't
and
we
it's
do it?
Fun for both of us.
It is fun. Like, it's fun to give it too, because you know, like even if they're like, oh no, now I feel the pressure of like someone else is buying, so I can't like buy things too expensive because I'm using someone else's money. I'm like, no, just do it.
Yeah.
Because like, yes, I don't want you to buy something so super expensive, but like in this moment it's just fun to like show you that I am going to treat you.
Yeah. But there's also in Korea, like if someone, you know, is like someone is treating you, maybe they're not family, maybe they're like a friend or like an acquaintance, but they're like trying to treat you or like give you cash or like hey have a good, like I know you had a hard year, take this or something.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, like, the person who's receiving it, there's this unwritten rule that we say, no, please do not give me this. Like they, and it's genuine.
Yeah.
It's like, literally don't give me this. Like, keep it for yourself. And so it's like, and then they're like, no, you take it, please take it. Yes. They're like,
I asked my mom about that because last time in 2016, like, I got, like, some, like, allowance money from my uncle. And my older cousin was next to me.
Mm.
And so we did the dance. Like, my uncle was like, hey, here's some money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, I don't need it. And my older cousin, his son, was just like, Young, no, you just accept these type of things. And I'm like, what do I do? Like, I was taught that
you need to reject
like three times before you say, you give in and say, okay, fine, I'll take your money.
Maybe it's different with family.
Then my mom said, no, it's just a dance. Like,
yeah, it's a dance.
you say no, and then someone tells you no, you just accept it, and then you just accept it. It's just...
What was it like for you guys being, being Koreans in Korea?
I wish I wasn't...
You wish you didn't look Korean, go walking around Korea.
Yeah,
the reason why I also feel this way is because there are moments where... First of all, there's a lot of reasons. Because we're Korean-American, we feel like foreigners around Korea.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how the rules work here. We don't know how subway works. We don't know how a lot of things work.
Yeah.
We're like complete foreigners. But we look Korean and we sound Korean because we're good at Korean. we're like 85% on Korean. And so there's almost times where, like, you know, I'm, like, talking, like, I'm, like, shopping or something, and I'm, like, looking at this cash, and I literally don't know what color is $10 and what color is $5. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Just, like, instinctually.
I don't know. Yeah. I never looked at it. Young, you probably know because you just...
I know someone.
You know Korean money stuff. I don't get joy by studying Korean currency like you probably did as a kid. And Kyla, you lived here. Oh, so yeah. There's, like, when I'm shopping, I'm, like, she says a price, and I'm, like, looking at my wallet, and I have to take all these bills, and I have to look through each one and, like, read the, like, 만원, 천원, and then this person's, like, looking at me, like, did you not know what I... But it's because, like, yeah, I look Korean, but I really am not. I'm a foreigner here, and it's, like, if any other foreign country, you're looking at euros and, like, figuring out what's this, you know? You're, like, looking at it.
Yeah.
But because I look and sound like it, it's... I almost, like, every interaction I had where, like, maybe they thought I was, like, they were like, why is she, you know, like, maybe whenever they had that thought, I had the urge to say, like, tell them my whole life story. Yeah. Like, don't worry, I'm born yourself. In America, I'm not actually from here, I'm a foreigner.
Actually, like...
But no one cares.
Going to the store, like, it took a couple times to, like, get the routine down, because, like, as an employee, you're just, like, saying, like, all right, like, thanks for, like, shopping here, like, do you want your receipt?
Yeah.
Or, like, do you have, like, a membership card?
Blah, blah, blah.
Like, you know, just...
They,
like,
ask
just...
these questions, and I'm like, what? We've never talked about membership card with our parents. Yeah, so we don't know what that word means.
And, like, I don't know. Oh, also, did you park? Like, here's, parking validation and blah, blah, blah. And we're like... At first, I was like, okay, like, listening very carefully. Because they're saying so quickly, because it's, like...
it's routine. Yeah. Every employee
they expect you to probably be like... Oh, I know what they're about to ask.
Right.
Like, I know.
Yeah, it's like at a grocery store, they say, do you have your rewards points? Yeah. Do you want to sign up? And you're like, no. You know? But, like, we have to, like, really listen.
Yeah. For me, whenever I go to a grocery store, probably because I'm white, they literally don't ask me anything except for, here's how much it costs, do you want it back? And so I think shopping with you guys, I was like, shopping's so easy, guys. You literally, like, I did it since I was 10 years old by myself, going to grocery store, buying milk, like,
tears in our eyes, overreactive.
And then I was like, oh, they ask you guys a lot of questions. Yeah.
So, yeah, that is wild. And so there were moments where, since Kyla obviously looks like a foreigner, she's white, and Korea literally, whatever, there's not a lot of white people, there's really only Koreans.
I was like...
We saw about 20.
Yeah. And each person, I was like... Do I know you?
And that was, like, one Kyla. Okay, anyways. But, like, there were times where, because I was afraid of that confrontation or, like, that judgment, that I looked Korean, but obviously was, like, a weird Korean because I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Or, like, couldn't understand anything. There were times where I, like, stuck with Kyla.
Yeah.
And even, especially, we talked about the hotel earlier in Busan. At the hotel, because we were talking about these words that I don't know and, like, I didn't want to listen carefully. Like, I didn't want to, like, turn on my Korean brain. So, like, when I went up to the front desk to ask something, I made sure Kyla went with me. And I did it in English.
Yeah.
So that they know I'm a foreigner.
Yeah.
And even though that makes the conversation so much harder, because then these employees are, like, stressing out because...
They have to speak in English.
It's not their first language. And they only know the words okay and, like, yes. So it's, like, it makes it difficult. But...
Yeah.
At least, like, in that moment, I was just like, there were just moments
you put the burden on them.
I just needed to be, like, a foreigner at that time.
Mm.
Yeah.
There were a couple of moments, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, also, one of the things I loved about Korea is just, like, money in terms of, like, paying for things. And, like, there's no tipping culture.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, all the taxes are built in. All sales taxes are built into the price.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
So easy.
Yeah.
So simple.
Yeah.
Just...
You just give, like... If it says 5,000 won, you just give $5. Yeah.
There's no math.
And then it's done. You don't get anything back.
You don't have to worry about, like, am I gonna have enough coins?
Yeah, that's what it makes it really convenient to just, like, pay in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think for me, going back to Korea as an adult made me, like, really... appreciate and inspired by my younger self because every time I would go up to buy something I would get super nervous and I'd be like, what if they say something to me in Korean I don't understand? And then I was like, how did I do this as a 12-year-old girl? Like,
yeah,
literally I just so like went up there and like bought like a dozen eggs and a vegetable and the milk and a carton of milk and just like didn't question it at all, like had my 5,000 won ready and just like gave it to them. But now I think maybe because I'm an adult and they're probably like maybe she lives here, so maybe she understands a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It was just so much more nerve-wracking for me to go up and, like, order and buy something. Also, maybe because now I put pressure on myself to understand more Korean because I've been learning it.
Yeah.
It's like, if I don't understand Korean, what have I been doing this past year? Yeah, like, if I don't understand, if they're asking me if I want a bag, like, all my Korean just goes out the window. But that was, like, I just remember thinking so many times, like, literally, I just lived in Korea like it was my home country and, like, didn't, like, question it at all. Yeah. And now being back there as a 24-year-old, I was like, how did I do it? Mm. And I think more, the bigger question was, like, how did my dad do it and my mom do it as adults raising a family in this foreign country? So I think that just gave me a whole new level of appreciation for immigrants and just, like, people making a life in a new country.
Yeah.
And we'll get to talk to your dad and ask those questions in the next episode.
Yeah, I think that would be a really interesting episode because he has a completely different perspective on what life was like in Korea.
I can't wait to listen.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Anecdotal Koreans. We hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you at the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Outro music.